broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Continually in your boardroom, you would point out to
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is strong, determined, and frustrated.
My hairdresser's brother has three kids. They live in the...
John briefed the president at 10:35 last night.
Bleeping retarded.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, Friday night. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, where we take it through the looking glass and beyond and go places other talk shows. They either don't have the brains, they don't have the guts, or they just don't have the talent to take it there. So why don't we? 877-876-PHIL is our number, and we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. We got an affiliate spotlight tonight? I guess not. 877-876-PHIL. PhilHendryShow.com, of course, is the strong right arm of the Phil Hendry Show, and that's where you go to get your audio cast, your podcast, whatever else it is that you require. You know, and we have them every day, and we have classics, and we have the Daily Mini, and we have the Daily Full, and we also have an archive base that goes back, 13 years, and over 3,000 hours of archived classic radio. So check it out. I just got an email today from a prominent radio writer who called our show legendary. I said, thank you. Can you intercede in terms of, you know, finances? He said, well, no, I wouldn't want to do that. I said, thank you anyway. 877-876-PHIL. A terror plot against the United States was thwarted this morning. We're going to be talking about that coming up next hour with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. And Peruvians are ticked off at a recent episode of Modern Family. We'll tell you what the what jokes sparked the outrage in Peru. Should you be interested in what's happening down in Peru? 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight in Atlanta, WCFO 1160 AM, and in Traverse City, Michigan, WJML 1110 AM on the dial, man. And joining us tonight from, actually from the Frasier's Food, a little bit late, is Robert Green of Frasier's Food, and he is the CEO of a pretty big retail outlet. We had you on earlier in the week, Bob, but I know with the elections coming up, we wanted to get your take on some of the propositions and how you feel as a businessman you would like to see the voting go, and how you feel as a businessman you probably think the voting will go. I know I got an email from you on Prop 19. And by the way, how are you this evening?
Phil, I'm doing really good, and Sandy wanted me to pass along to you her thanks for the very nice flowers you sent.
And how's she doing?
She's going to be out of the hospital on Monday.
Oh, that's great.
And, yeah, we're really a sigh of relief. She's a great kid, and she's going to head back to school, but it was...
Just let anybody know she had a skiing accident?
Yeah, she did at Mammoth Mountain, and we were concerned. It was a hairline fracture, but I wanted to keep her in the hospital, make sure that there wasn't anything else wrong, and... She's doing great, and thank you for the nice flowers from the show.
You're welcome, Bob. I'm glad to hear that. So, as a major business voice, Bob, here on the West Coast, what are we talking about here, man? Is it just like you guys are hoping that every single thing that Obama wants is defeated?
Well, I don't think that there's, for me, there's any political agenda behind it at all. I'm pro business. And whoever is pro-business is my guy. If it's Obama, great. If it's a Democrat, great. If it's a Republican, great. I look at each individual candidate, and I want to make sure that I've got a guy, that's gonna be a forceful voice for business. We've got a lot of propositions on the ballot in California, and we have to look at each one of these and do what's best.
All right, let's take one. Let me just take one, not out of the blue, but this is one that is a controversial proposition for a number of reasons. What is your business take on Prop 19, the legalization of marijuana?
Well, I know that it just got an endorsement from the law enforcement against prohibition, which I know those guys, police officers, are opposed to it. I'm not a legalization of marijuana fan on moral grounds, and that's why I would be very reluctant, but I am also a pro-business individual. And you and I both know, Phil, because we both have been in the culture, I guess, or I'll speak for myself, that the smoking of marijuana tends to manipulate certain neurotransmitters in the brain. It manipulates certain biochemicals in the brain that causes an individual to become, I guess the word is hungry, if you want to call it hungry. Some people call it the bunchies, but the fact is that marijuana does go to those transponder centers in the brain that stimulate appetite.
Right. And because you're in the grocery store chain? Or in the grocery store business?
Well, because we are in the business of selling food. If an individual is using marijuana and is a person prone to use enough of it whereby they're going to become hungry, certainly Fraser Foods is a retail outlet that we would want them to use. Now, this is just dollars and cents. This is just 2 + 2 = 4.
Right. And you mentioned something about morality. And you said you're opposed to marijuana legalization on moral grounds. What are those moral grounds?
Well, I think the moral grounds are that marijuana increases the appetite of individuals in a lot of different ways. It increases their appetite for food. It increases, in some people, their appetite sexually. And that's the area where you want to be careful. You don't want to give this to individuals that are going to be using this as a way to go out and have sexual congress with other people outside of their marriages. Or they're going to go out and have sexual congress with members of the same sex, even though that's not what they would ordinarily do.
And you think marijuana would cause somebody to go and have sex with an individual of the same gender?
I don't know. All I know is what I've read and what I've been told by law enforcement. And to that extent, Phil, we have to be very careful.
Robert Green with us, our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk about the forthcoming election from the standpoint of business. Mr. Green is a prominent businessman in the here on the West Coast especially, but throughout the country is the CEO of a major retail chain. Let's get back to the idea that you're encouraging people to vote yes on 19, and because I am assuming that that's what you're doing.
Well, we have a responsibility to our business. If marijuana increases appetite, and increased appetite increases my customer base, an increase in customer base equals more profits. It's a simple equation, and that's why I'm telling my employees that they will support Prop 19 when they go to the polls. When it comes to these moral questions...
Can I interrupt you for just a minute? Because I heard you say you're going to tell them, you're telling your employees to support 19...
I'm telling them to support 19. It's not really a tough call because I say to them, and these are my employees that are of the voting age, Phil, and we've got a few young people who are bagging groceries, etc. But no, these are all my adult employees. I will say to them, yes, you will vote for 19 because look at the sense it makes. I don't think I've had one employee look at me and say, you know, after hearing you explain that, Mr. Green, I still don't want to vote for 19. So it's not what you're thinking.
I guess what I was thinking was you're telling them what to do, and certainly...
Well, they have a free will, and they're entitled to do what they want to do with their lives, with their vote, and that's what America's all about. And I encourage that among my employees, so I want them to vote for 19 because it means that with the use of marijuana, there will be increased physical appetite, and I am telling them to vote for 19. They can do what they want.
Well, what if you have employees that don't vote for 19?
Well, how am I going to know that?
Okay.
I'm not going to know that. The best I can do in a situation like that is after the election, I can talk with some of my employees and find out, well, what were you guys talking about? And if they are reluctant to tell me, I can certainly, if I have to, and I don't want to do this, but I can stand in the hallway. We have a hallway near our lunchroom, and a lot of times I'll just come up the stairs, not maybe as loudly as I should, and then I'll just stop before the door and see what people are talking about. This is a way of finding out how happy your employees are
Well, you're saying you're going to eavesdrop on your employees to find out who voted for or against Prop 19, you know?
Well, I didn't exactly say that.
Well, you did. No, but when I said to you, how are you going to know if you're telling your employees to vote for Prop 19? You say it's a free country. They can vote for whatever.
And it absolutely is, Phil. And they can vote for whichever way they want on Prop 19.
All right. But if they vote against it, you then went on to tell me that you have ways of finding out.
No, I don't think I said I have ways of finding out.
Well, I
don't think I put it like it's a Sherlock Holmes novel. No, I simply said, Phil, that if they voted against Prop 19, I would certainly want to know.
And why would you want to know if your employee voted against Prop 19? If you don't mind me asking, I don't want to press this point.
Well, it sounds like you are.
All right, but if it sounds like I am, you understand, Bob, it's a curious thing. I just want to know. You see?
Well, I have no idea, Phil. Now that I talk to you, I'm going to ask all my employees with cell phones if they can take a cell phone picture of their ballot. That's one way, so I can see how they voted on Prop 19. If they can vote any way they want.
They're going to take a cell phone photograph of their ballot, so that violates the secrecy of the ballot place.
No, it does not, and I'll tell you why it doesn't. It's secret when you go into the ballot booth and you vote. After you're done voting, it's all over. It's all done. You can do anything you want. You can take a photograph of your ballot. You can do what you want. I would ask them to do that. They don't have to do that.
And if they come back to your business, you understand what I'm trying to find out here? Are they going to have a job if they vote against Proposition 19 at Fraser Foods?
Are they going to have a job? If they do what?
If they vote against Proposition 19.
Well, Phil, the reason why I want to see my employees vote for 19 is because it means we've got more customers. If we have more customers, we make more money. If we make more money, I pay more to my employees. Why would they vote against it?
Well, if they vote against it, do they have a job with your company?
If they vote against it, it is a message to me that they don't want to make any more money, and I think I would be bound to hire someone that did want to make more money.
And are they going to be fired, though?
I wouldn't call it being fired. I would say that it would be made clear to them, you obviously don't like money. And
well, you don't think that's true, that any employee of any business doesn't like money. But they may, however, on those moral grounds, vote against this.
I understand that. And I would say to them, as long as no one is having homosexual sex when they're a heterosexual, or that they're going and having sex with someone that isn't their spouse, there really isn't anything wrong with this proposition. But to answer your question, if someone came along and said, I do like money and I want to make more, and the one that voted against Proposition 19 obviously doesn't like money, I have to make that choice.
Well, you're interpreting a vote against Proposition 19 by one of your employees as a vote against making more money.
Well, but it is, because Proposition 19 legalizes marijuana and those people will eat more.
I understand your reason, but it's just tough for me to consider that somebody's going to lose their job if they don't vote for Prop 19.
Well, it's to help the grocery chain survive, Mr. Henry. These are tough times.
I understand. 877-876-PHIL is our number. That's Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods, as we talk, heading up to the election now, on about the different propositions that you may be facing, that we may be facing in our state of California. One of them is Proposition 19 to legalize marijuana. Fraser Foods is coming out in favor of the legalization of Prop 19 because the smoking of marijuana increases physical appetite, which obviously a grocery chain would benefit from. He's telling his employees that they must vote for Proposition 19, and if they don't, they obviously don't like money, and he wants people in his employ that like money. So, and then taking a picture of your ballot with your cell phone might be a questionable act. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Later on, we have Ted Bell on the plot today, uncovered by security services in a number of different countries to apparently detonate bombs and blow up airplanes and worse. 877-876, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
It's The Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here. Our number 877-876-PHIL. I'm told I don't give the whole phone number out. I apologize, folks. We're with Robert Green from Fraser Foods the second time this week because we are trying to get some business sense, business perspective on ballots, issues on the ballot coming up early November and right around the corner next week. We're talking about Proposition 19, Bob, the proposition to legalize marijuana in the state of California. Your company, Fraser Foods, yourself, you've come out in favor of it. You say that you want your employees voting for it. Have you talked this over with employees?
Oh, I absolutely have, Phil. We have gone to each employee, and we've given our reasons as to why we would like them to vote for Proposition 19. And in every single case, those individuals have said that our arguments make great sense, 100% solid. If you vote for Proposition 19 and you legalize marijuana, there's going to be an increase in the obvious purchase of food. Now, that's just a fact. And
every single one that you talked to, they were in favor of it.
Every single one was. No, I'm saying that all of our employees are in favor of it. All of our
employees. Well, you said all your employees were or are?
I said all of them are.
Are there any? So there were none that were against?
There are some that might be. No. There's no employees that are against it. And
well, are there no employees that. So no employees were let go because we talked to one young lady, Melinda.
Melinda is not employed by my company anymore. She's not an employee here at Fraser Foods. So when you ask me, are the employees in favor of it? Yes, they are.
Was she fired?
Was she fired? She said that she was morally against Proposition 19, and I said, on religious grounds, and she said yes. And I said, I imagine that you're going to be making your religion and a vocation sometime. She says it's very important to me. And I said, we would love for you to get a head start on that. I did not say you're fired.
She just quit?
Yes. That was my understanding.
I don't know, Robert.
Mr. Hendry, if I tell you something is so, I would give you the same consideration.
All right, sir. 877-876-PHIL. If she said she was against the legalization of marijuana, and the next thing you know, she's not employed there. Kelly in Abilene, Texas, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah, I just wanted to say Mr. Green has no right to know one way or the other what his employees vote. That is their business totally. He should not have any say in how they vote. He should have no say after they vote or even no knowledge of how they voted. That's wrong. And this Melinda...
I don't have any say in how they vote. I said to them, I would like it if you'd vote for Proposition 19. In favor
you asked that they take a cell phone picture of their ballot. That is morally wrong, and that goes totally against what the American system is to vote. That gives you knowledge of how they vote. And that's
I know what you mean about the private ballot. And
that is a staple of America.
The beginning. And before they went into the voting booth, but after they went into the voting booth, you wanted to know how they voted. That's wrong.
I'm not telling them. I'm not standing over their shoulder. Is what my understanding is.
You are as their employer.
No, sir. I'm just saying we'd like you to vote for Proposition 19. If you don't,
but you implied that if they didn't vote for Proposition 19, that they would no longer have a job. That is intimidation.
No, I never said that. No, sir, I never said that. I said, if you are religiously inclined... No, I don't think so.
What do you mean religiously inclined?
If the young lady was religiously opposed to Proposition 19, my understanding would be that she would much rather work for a church.
But you also said that even if they were religiously opposed to it, and they did vote against Proposition 19. You even told Mr. Hendry that you would be would be inclined to tell them to go on and find something else to do. And if you told me that as your employee, I would take that as an implication that I was going to be fired if I didn't vote how
you
said.
Well, you'd be wrong. I'd have to explain it to you. I'd have to explain it to you.
Disagreement at all by your employees, because you have that authority over them, and they know, even because you say we're going to make more money.
Can you say that again?
We got to take a break. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Because that guy was all over. He was all over the road.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Next hour, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Robert Greene is joining us as we talk to the CEO of Fraser Foods, a large retail grocery outlet, about Proposition 19. We seem to be focusing on that, Bob, because you have said that your employees, you'd like them to vote for Prop 19. If they don't vote for Prop 19, You're not saying that they're fired, but there's some nebulous state here that we're not talking about. They are.
Well, Phil, I'm not firing them. I want to be as clear as I can, because I've had a lot of words put in my mouth tonight. I'm sorry I have to tell you that.
All right, well, put it as clearly as you want.
All right. If there is something that is on the ballot that is beneficial to my business, where is it written that my employees get to do things that are bad for my business? I don't understand that. I don't think any employee would understand that. If I'm in business and Proposition 19 is going to get people smoking marijuana and they're going to want to eat more, then my employees would understand that, and they'd vote for it. Anyone that would vote against it is suddenly asking for the right to not only work for me, but as they're working for me, drive me out of business and put me on a soup line. Now, I don't know if you saw that movie, Cinderella Man.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did see that?
Yeah, Cinderella Man, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to wind up like that. I'm not going to stand on a soup line while some guy or woman is serving slop onto a metal tray that I go and I sit down on a bank of snow and eat. I won't have that. I won't let anyone do that to me.
Well, you're taking this to an extreme. You're saying anybody that votes against Proposition 19...
Anyone that votes against Proposition 19 is intentionally trying to wreck my business. And you want me to have that person as an employee.
I'm telling you that they have the right to vote as they wish, and you don't have the right to know what that vote is. 877-876-PHIL. Dave in Bellingham, Massachusetts, you're on a Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just kind of want to go back a little bit to something that was said. Did you honestly
see a lot of
say,
these guys
like,
when they're talking?
Hold on, Mr. Green. Hold on.
Do you honestly believe that marijuana causes people to go out and have homosexual tendencies?
My understanding is, and this is based on what law enforcement has told me, is that marijuana increases the libido to the point where you don't necessarily discriminate as to the gender of a sexual partner. That's my understanding.
That is the most distorted view I have ever heard in my life. You are so incredibly misinformed, sir.
Wait. I don't smoke marijuana, sir, so how do you?
No, I do not. However, I do have a lot of friends that do.
So how do you know? You don't smoke it either. And you have a lot of friends. And your friends are going to be honest with you and tell you that they had sex with a guy.
I can guarantee you none of them have. However, secondly...
Well, I don't know how you can do that, but you know what? As a gentleman, I'll take your word for it, but I don't know how you could possibly guarantee something like that.
Secondly, what, you own a grocery store? Is that what it is?
That is, I own a grocery chain, sir.
Okay. Well, I can assure most of the time, when people are high and they get the munchies and they want to go eat, they're not going to go to a grocery store. They're going to go to Wendy's, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Sonic. They're not going to go to a grocery store and want to work to make the food. They're going to want
maybe
to eat for them.
Well, you can buy all kinds of ready-made food in a grocery store. You can buy popcorn. You can buy donuts. You can buy candy. You know, my understanding is that a lot of these people that smoke this marijuana, they like to eat candy and donuts. And it's ready-made. It's much greater quality than what you're going to buy at a fast food place.
Well, you're going to go to Tasty Cream? What the hell's the name of that?
Krispy Kreme. We got Krispy Kreme. We got it all. So what I'm saying to my employees is simply this. If you want me to be put out of business and I'm standing in a bread line, why are you working here? I don't understand that.
I can assure you that if Prop 19 doesn't pass, you won't be in a bread line.
If Prop 19 doesn't pass, we continue this recession to the point where businesses are all threatened. And if I'm going to stand in a bread line with some guy putting slop on a tray, what do you do for a living, sir?
Right, I'm a security officer.
Oh, good luck.
Well, whatever that means.
Well, you know, with nothing to secure, how many security officers are they going to hire? And that's the other thing, too. You would have the opportunity to arrest potheads if they were smoking it in the wrong place. If it was legal, but you're not allowed to say smoke it near where you are, you could arrest them and further your career.
Well, he's not even in California.
I mean, it's Massachusetts. Don't they have a similar one?
Massachusetts has got its own thing going with weed. Anyway, thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate your call. 877-876-PHIL. Moving on here to Stan on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Stan. You're on with Robert Green.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Mr. Henry?
Hey, listen, very good.
I want to make a quick statement, then I want to tell you how I feel about this. I was a head chef in a restaurant many years ago, a very successful restaurant. They could not sell... Hello? Are you there?
I'm just listening.
I'm right here, yeah.
Yeah, this restaurant couldn't sell liquor on Sunday. I was the head chef. The owner got a petition with 200 people and employees to get the liquor commission to let him sell liquor, and I wouldn't sign it because I don't drink. And I feel the same way. I got a question for you, Bob.
You didn't sign this, even though you're the head chef.
What's that?
Wow. You didn't. They were going to get liquor, and it reminds me of a joke, but I better not say it. They were going to get hard liquor in there, and you wouldn't let them do that, huh?
No, the state wouldn't let them do it. And I was the head chef, and I would not sign the petition because I don't drink. And if anyone had gotten in an accident that Sunday night, it'd be on me. And as far as not looking at the...
You're the head chef. How are they going to blame you for it?
Listen, as far as taking pictures of their ballots, I don't even tell my family members how I vote, and I don't ask them how they vote. It's nobody's business. Values are the only things a person has that he can truly call his own, and you have no right to take
true.
It from them.
Very, very true. Bob?
Well, let me respond to that.
Go ahead.
I think in this day and age, Stan, and I understand what you're saying, but in this day and age, we have no idea what's going on with our family. We don't really know. It's difficult now with so many prescription drugs that people take. Whether we have family members that are losing their minds, are they doing rational things? We don't know. You could go into that box and vote for Alfred E. Newman or draw funny faces. They'll never know. And I think we need to check. And
we need to check what? The ballots?
I think we do. Because we don't have any idea. We don't have any idea what our loved ones are doing. Are they in that ballot box urinating? What are they doing?
Where does the invasion of privacy end? Don't we have to draw a line somewhere?
Yes, we do. Absolutely. Absolutely, we do.
I'm guessing you have a meat department in your store. I work in a meat department now. I work in a meat department now.
Now? You work in a meat department.
I do now.
Are you you're the meat man?
Yeah, you're all for this. Let me ask you a question. Would you let your meat cutters come in stoned and work on those saws and handle those knives stoned? Don't you think that's asking for more trouble for you with your insurance company?
Well, here's the thing. You're talking about using it on the job. I never said use it on the job. I never said drink it on the job.
Hey, whoa. I didn't say
you're talking about getting high on the job. I'm talking about legalizing marijuana so a guy can go into a store and buy a bag of donuts and go home and eat them in peace. And do I want to know what's going on in the ballot? How do I know that your relative or my relative isn't going in there and defecating on the floor?
Wait a minute. You're coming up with all kinds of screwy stuff now as a reason to invade the ballot box.
You haven't even answered my question.
Would
you let your meat cutters handle knives when they're stoned?
You're not allowed to use drugs on the job.
Why do you want other people to get stoned just so you can sell an extra bag of chips, but you won't let your employees be stoned?
That's them. That's them, and they're not. I'm assuming they're not working. They're leisurely smoking weed in a, or maybe they are. But at my place, they don't get to do that.
You know, I listened to you last week. Hey,
sir?
Listen.
Yes, sir.
You're real good at not letting people finish.
If they get stoned, it's on them, but they don't get to.
Well, you know what? You don't know if people are coming in high. The guy that comes into your store to buy donuts, what if he's coming off? What if he's working?
What about it?
What if he's a bus driver? What if he's a cab driver and he's getting high?
That's none of my business.
But it's your business to go into a voting booth and take a cell phone picture.
I think in the privacy of a voting booth where you could affect the future of a country and you're in there drawing funny faces and punching 15 different holes. You heard about what happened down in Florida, right?
All right. Anyway, sir, Stan, did you have one more comment?
I want to listen to this gentleman. I got one last comment. You need to think. There's a reason why they call this stuff dope, okay? All right, you guys have a good night.
I don't get it.
Dope, as in you're a dope. 87, not you, Bob, but 877-876-PHIL.
But Mr. Andrew, don't begin to give, get jokes going at my expense. Like, I'm a dope, you're a dope. I'm a business person.
No, I understand that. That gentleman brought that up. I was explaining it to you. You got two different things going here. You're talking about stoned on the job.
No, he was talking about stoned on the job. He's saying that because I want legalized weed, people are stoned on the job. I don't care if they don't work for me. If they do, let's talk about it. If he's a meat cutter, I don't want him handling my meat. You know, Mr. Henry?
Yeah?
I don't want him handling my meat. I don't want anybody handling my meat.
Well, how are you gonna have your meat handled then? You know, sir, grow up a little, okay?
I didn't say anything.
No, you're making the little jokes here. We're talking about... I could ask you, are you stoned right now?
How dare you?
Well, are you?
Why would you say that?
Because I'm talking about a very serious issue, and you're talking about meat handling. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Zeke. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show, sir, with Robert Green. Zeke, you're on the air, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I lost you there.
No problem.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes, I this is all very humorous because I agree with
no
you.
No kidding.
He sounds like he's stoned before
I
he came
you
on.
I'm not stoned.
On the show.
I'm not stoned. Yes, sir.
because he's gone from saying, yes, he's going to fire his employees if they don't vote for Proposition 19. To say no, I didn't say that. To say no, it's our right to know what's going on in the voting booth, and it's really no one's business what goes on in the voting booth, other than the person that's voting. If they're drawing circles, hey, that's their business. That's their right. And
do we allow the mentally ill? I didn't know we allowed the mentally ill to vote. Thank you for letting me know that. I didn't know we.
I would just say one thing, and that is, he has already opened himself up to a lot of trouble because he's already gone on record as stating that he will discipline our fire employees if they vote against 19. Very clearly is a violation of their civil rights. It's illegal.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that the ACLU would be very glad to take him on, and I think their pockets are probably deeper than his.
Are you ACLU, sir? Because I bet you'd like to see that. I think the ACLU is the worst thing that's ever happened to this country. And
I don't want to talk about the ACLU. What about what this gentleman said, that you're telling people they're essentially fired if they don't vote for Prop 19?
I was telling someone that wouldn't you be happier working in a mission or in a church choir or in a gospel group? How is that firing them?
Well, why do you think they'd be happier working in a church mission?
Because they're opposed to marijuana on legal grounds or on moral grounds. That's number one.
Now, there's been an awful lot of discussion here about a lot of different issues. Somebody said to me, do you have the right to go into the voting booth? No, I do not. However, I would like to. Why? Because I don't know what they're doing in there. If they're going in there, urinating, drawing with the feces on the...
Come on, but you know, you're talking about some nightmare from Bedlam, man. We're talking about the voting booth.
I don't know what they're doing. And if they're... If...
Anything else, Zeke?
Zeke, thank you so much.
No. All right, sir, very good. We're going to take a break. I appreciate your call. Did you say something, Bob?
I think it is.
877-876-PHIL. Now he's crying. Check out and find out how that guy is. 877-876-PHIL. We have on the line, okay, we do have on the line one of his fired employees, Marilyn, who was let go by him. We're going to talk to her and Mr. Green in a moment of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You guys are going to be sorry.
Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. If we have time, Mr. Green, we do have one of the employees that she claims she was fired. Her name is Marilyn.
I know Marilyn very well.
Okay, and if we have time, we're going to talk to her on the air here. Robert Green from Fraser Foods. Nadine joins us here from Los Angeles. Nadine, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Yes, hello, ma'am.
I just wanted to say the gentleman with the business, he's an idiot,
yep.
He's stupid, and he wants to invade his employees' privacy. That's why they have the booth for us to vote in, because it's nobody's business. It's between the voter and God. And he is not God.
No, you're right, I'm not God. But what's wrong with them coming to me as a loyal employee and saying, Mr. Green, here's how I voted? If I didn't ask them to do that...
Okay, if they want to tell him on their own, then that's fine. But for him to demand that they take a camera picture or a phone picture, that's not right.
I suggested that they take a picture of the ballot for a lot of reasons. One of them is what happened in 2000. Are the chads hanging? You know. And so you want to make sure that those things are in place. The last I checked, Nadine, there's no rule against taking a cell phone picture of your ballot. It may be a loophole in the law, but...
Well, what are you asking them to do?
I'm asking them to simply test the veracity and the, you know, the strength of the law. Can you take a cell phone picture of your ballot?
Why would you, the CEO of a grocery chain, want to check that?
It's an interest that I have in civics. And I'm sure Nadine understands, right? Nadine? If I...
Yes?
Have you ever done that, Nadine, taking a cell phone picture of your ballot?
No, I haven't, and I never will.
Why not?
It's nobody's business what I put on my ballot.
But no, for you, as a souvenir. Here's the day that I voted for instance, a lot of people wanted to memorialize voting for President Obama. Here's the day I voted for President Obama, you know.
But that's not why you want them to do that. You want to see it.
Right. But it's an invasion of privacy.
No, I do not. No, I do not want to see it. Not if it means that much. No, I don't.
Are they going to still have a job if they don't show you the ballot?
What was this we were talking about, invasion of privacy?
Are they... What do you mean?
Well, you're butting into my business, asking me about this, that.
All right, Nadine, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Alice in Pennsylvania. Alice, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green. Go ahead, please.
Hi, thank you. I just want to
say... Yes, ma'am.
You want to take a picture of the cell phone picture of your ballot, fine, but he has no business seeing it. And the other thing is, legalization of marijuana is a good thing to do. If we look back at prohibition and all the bad things that happened because of that, if we look at all the criminal activity that's going on in our borders, legalization is tacit. We can monitor it. The police can pull you over. You can have laws to govern it. And it would be safer, but this gentleman who's trying to invade the principles of our freedom of our country, carrying it to going back to a communist country with knowing who does what and everything about it.
I just want to legalize marijuana, ma'am. I'm trying to get marijuana legalized so that when we have it legalized, my business benefits, Krispy Kreme,
sir. I actually agree with you about legalization of it.
Exactly.
I work in the medical profession, but my point to you is you are making the most ridiculous arguments for it, talking about feces and urine in a ballot booth. If you had a little bit more intelligence, you could think of some better points to produce.
Well, ma'am, I'm worried about what happens in a ballot.
That has nothing to do with your argument, sir. That has nothing to do with your argument to legalize marijuana.
But we know from 2000 that some very weird things happen inside those ballot booths.
There's
very
nothing
weird.
Wrong with taking the picture of your ballot, but you have no business seeing it.
I want to make sure that it's a picture of a ballot and not something else. And this is the other thing that I wanted to mention. She's laughing.
What is your point?
What's to stop some old lady from going into that booth and suddenly turning it into a porn studio? Where she's sticking the camera up.
See, you have no intelligent argument for the legalization of marijuana.
I did. Ma'am, I brought up a very intelligent argument, and everybody was telling me I was a communist and a Nazi.
Yeah,
and then
you are.
I said, boy, that hurts. That really hurt. From a fellow dope smoker, that hurts.